Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Again, set me on fire.
Yeah,
set me on fire.
Yeah, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to our Savior. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com, the place where good girls shop, with everything from church wear to casual wear, including jumpsuits, to formal wear. We got you covered. Sizes up to XXL and 28 wide, from trendy to traditional dresses, suits, and hats. You were fearfully and wonderfully made, so there's nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. Today is Friday, so it starts our weekend sale of 20% off. Make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com, and you will receive 20% off of every order over this weekend. Our topic for today's Daily Fire here on Good Friday is 3 days. 3 days. And our scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 27 through 54. Kind of long, so stay with me, but we will finish on time. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. when I'm live, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's called in right now. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., don't miss the fire. Go to my website anytime after 8 a.m. and you can hear the recording. My ministry website is feelthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. Even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. and remain available all day, all weekend, and for you to forward the text to bless someone else's soul. Follow by sending the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful teaching. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, fire.com. FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in Matthew 27, verses 27 through 54, reading from the KJV. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, They put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found the men of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priest mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will save him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness all over the land, until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put a reed on it and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many, now when the centurion, glory, and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done. They feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Brothers and sisters, say it aloud with me right now. 3 days. Here we are on Good Friday. As we are preparing for Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter, and on Good Friday, we take ourselves through the journey of our Savior, Jesus Christ, having been crucified, having given his life as a ransom for all, so that in his death we have life, so that in his crucifixion and burial we have baptism, eternal life, and resurrection. 3 days, glory to God. 3 days he remained in the grave so that we could have everlasting life. And then on the third day he arose, which we see also in Luke 24. But due to time's sake, we cannot read it. Today brothers and sisters, all of those who are listening, we discussed the significance of 3 days for you to understand that that number, which also represents the Godhead of the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, represents the time frame, glory, sacrificed for you to have eternal life. 3 days Jesus gave of his life. 3 days in a tomb. 3 days even spiritually preaching to those who had not yet heard the word. 3 days, brothers and sisters, to give you a lifetime. Hallelujah. But isn't it so great that he did not remain there with all of the people laughing at him, betting on his garments, making fun of him, saying, if God was really your father, let's see if he will save you. Saying, you preach to others, now let's see if you can save yourself. You performed miracles for others, let's see if you can save yourself. But no, Jesus said, 3 days, glory, I'm willing to bear the ultimate burden, to give everyone afar off, even you and I, the privilege of eternal life. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that it is with the confession of the name Jesus and accepting him into our hearts, our souls and minds, that we are saved. Because it is taught us in Romans 6, 23, that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of life is eternal. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because in Romans 3 and 23, there is none righteous. No, not one. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. So there is no doubt that we need a Savior. One who is stronger than us. One who is better than us. One who loved us so much that he came into this world. It's spoken in John 3:16 that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 3 days, brothers and sisters. 3 days. Think about it. Would you have even been willing for 1 hour to endure what he endured, to be mocked, spat upon, a crown of thorns set down on your head, piercing your skin, causing you to bleed, whipped with 39 lashes? Would you have been willing for even 1 minute to have nails placed into your hands and feet just for people you don't even know, and for the ones you do know who are talking about you, mocking you and laughing? Would you have even been willing to do it for 1 minute to give your son 1 minute, much less 3 days? Because he loved us so. This is his love toward us. And even while we are in sin, he gave his life as a ransom for us. 3 days to give you a lifetime. Will you honor that privilege today? Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. It is with humble hearts and repentant souls that we come before you, realizing that we were not even worthy of the gift of your Son, of your agape unconditional love. But Father, you so loved us that you looked beyond our dirty, sinful souls. You saw a need for a Savior, and even for an unrepentant generation, you gave the perfect gift of Jesus Christ, your Son. So now today, we come saying, I'm sorry, Lord, for all the pain I've caused. I'm sorry, Lord, for my disobedience and rebellion. I'm sorry, Lord, for my sinful life. And we come acknowledging and receiving the gift of Christ. 3 days in exchange for a lifetime. 3 days of torment in exchange for eternal life of bliss. 3 days he suffered that we may live, and not only live, but live abundantly. above all we could ever ask or see. 3 days. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Ooh, we have not done what we should have been doing. And for that, we repent right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of 3 days. Thank you, Jesus, for your resurrection, overcoming death, hell, and the grave, so that we can reign with you, not only in the afterlife, but even in this life. We say thank you. In the name of Jesus, everyone say, I thank you, God, for 3 days in exchange for my lifetime. Tell them again, I thank you, God, glory, for 3 days in exchange for my lifetime. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the altar call. Then we're going to end with our task. But just keep on basking in the worship and praise of God. Think about all that Jesus gave to give you the life you have right now. And for those who are backslidden or who are unsaved, today is your chance to give your life to Christ. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I redeem the promise of my 3 days. Glory. Now, Lord, I redeem the eternal life given to me by Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. 3 days in exchange for you to get it right on this day. Now remember, Sunday is Easter. Make sure you're in church somewhere. If you're in the Miami area, we would love to have you celebrate Jesus' resurrection with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue out in Liberty City. Church starts at 11 a.m. Come one, come all. Listen, everyone, we got to go, but let me say this now, because I need to defeat the devil. Don't miss church because you don't have an Easter suit or you don't have an Easter dress. Don't let Satan make Easter just be all about the clothing. This is about the resurrection of Christ. If all you got is a pair of jeans or pants, show up in that. If all you got is some tattered clothing, go to church in that. If all you got is a pair of shorts, go to church in that. Because if the church is focused on what this really means and the redemption of souls, they will welcome you no matter what. I don't care if you were in the club Saturday night. I don't care if you were on drugs Sunday morning. I don't care what you were doing. I don't care if you were in adultery Sunday at 9 a.m. I don't care if you cut somebody out Sunday at 9:30 a.m. I don't care if you were in fornication, homosexuality, or if you were just a backbiter, gossiper. I don't care what you were doing that was ungodly. Do not let it stop you from going into the house of God to celebrate the 3 days Jesus gave in exchange to give you a lifetime. Go and celebrate Jesus. He loves you no matter what. And if you've just prayed the prayer with me, you've been forgiven for your sin and you are now saved. All right, on tonight, we're also having a program at our church, the 7 Last Sayings of Christ. Make sure you come out. All of the information or the address for our church is on my ministry website, fieldyfire.com. I don't want to prolong the time any further, but that's fieldfire.com. Go to the contact page and you can see our address. All right, I will see you on Monday. Remember, our topic for today is 3 days. Your task for today and this entire weekend is to not only celebrate and be thankful for the 3 days Jesus gave us, but to invite someone else to come to church and you go to church
and invite others to give their lives for Christ. 3 days in exchange for a lifetime. All right? Visit churchgirldresses.com for our weekend sale. What can we pay or do to Christ for what he's done for us? All he asks is for covenant relationship with you. I'll see you Monday morning. Praise the Lord. Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.